Unroll your sleeping bag and expect the unexpected, because this week's Discovery follows the continuing adventures at a magical summer camp for kids. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. With 2014's Bad Magic, the mysterious author known as Pseudonymous Bosch began a new series of magical adventures for young readers. And for the follow-up, Bad Luck, he continues the series with more magic, more fantasy, and more mystery, but not quite the same personality. The story returns to Earth Ranch, the magical camp where 12-year-old Clay is gradually getting adjusted to life among kids with special abilities. Everyone, it seems, but him. One day, while he's out playing with his friends, Clay discovers a hidden cave filled with ancient paintings. As he makes his way back to camp, he finds a boy who's been washed ashore after falling from a cruise ship. And when the cruise ship sends out a search party to find the missing boy, Earth Ranch is suddenly placed in danger. Now, with Bad Luck, Bosch once again takes readers on a whimsical adventure around a secret island that's filled with special, but misunderstood, kids. It's imaginative stuff, and Bosch's distinctive style, conversational tone, and amusing footnotes add to the fun. Fans of Bosch's popular Secret series will especially enjoy Clay's story, since the author's new series has a strong connection to the old one, a connection that gets stronger with this second installment. Newcomers, however, might feel like they're missing something important. At the same time, newcomers will also miss out on some of the author's best work, because Bad Luck isn't quite as quirky and clever as some of his other novels have been. This installment feels more like a setup to something bigger than a standalone novel. And while that suggests that the next book in the series will take the characters in exciting new directions, it also means that Bad Luck isn't an especially satisfying adventure. But is it worth signing up for this quirky camp? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. Thanks to the author's creative storytelling, Bad Luck is still a fun fantasy, but it's best to start with the Secret series and build your way up. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Bad Luck by Pseudonymous Bosch is 183 magical, but not necessarily memorable, pages long, and is available from Little Brown Books for young readers. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.